And let's report on the effort to clean up another mess. David Paterson makes history today when he's sworn in as the first African-American governor of New York. He replaces a governor who quit amid scandals. And we have more this morning from Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio.
Lieutenant Governor David Paterson is known for his intelligence, affability, and for having a sense of humor. He displayed that trait in his first news conference, which came at a very tense time, less than 24 hours after Governor Eliot Spitzer announced that he was resigning. As Paterson entered the governor's ceremonial office, aides began to applaud.
Thank you very much. If most of you weren't being paid, I'd be flattered by that.
Paterson was born in 1954 into one of Harlem's most powerful political families. His father was a state senator and New York Secretary of State. He was also the first black to run for lieutenant governor on a statewide ticket. He lost to Nelson Rockefeller and Malcolm Wilson. A childhood eye infection left Paterson sightless in one eye and with very limited vision in the other. Despite that, he graduated from Columbia University and Hofstra Law School. Though he blamed his eye problems for initially not passing the bar exam, Paterson does not make a big fuss about his visual impairments. His assistants need to be a bit more careful in guiding him around an unfamiliar place, and most documents are read to him out loud. As compensation, he's developed a phenomenal memory. Paterson, who is married with two children, is well aware of the history he's making by breaking two barriers, disability and color.
In some ways, I feel that I'm sitting on a sandcastle that other people built. There are so many African Americans, both men and women, who throughout the past couple of centuries have struggled unremittingly to try to advance opportunity for all people and for themselves. I think they would have been far more qualified than me to serve in this position.
Paterson was a state senator for two decades. He was relatively obscure until he worked behind the scenes to engineer a coup to become the Senate Democratic leader in 2002. He's credited with winning more seats for Democrats in the Senate, while at the same time maintaining a cordial relationship with the Senate Republican Majority Leader Joe Bruno. Bruno is a formidable politician who once called outgoing Governor Spitzer a spoiled rich kid. Bruno will become the acting lieutenant governor as well as majority leader. He says he believes he can work with the new governor.
David has always been very open with me, very forthright. I have with him in the past, and since he's been lieutenant governor, we've been together any number of times. And I look forward to a positive, productive relationship.
Paterson admits he's had a huge amount of detail to absorb in the short 5-day transition period. Among other things, the state faces a nearly $5 billion deficit, and the budget is due in just 2 weeks. He's been busy meeting with Spitzer's top policy staff and with other state officials. Paterson also appeared at a photo opportunity with Senate Leader Bruno, where he said the two were going to have lunch together. Then, as his irrepressible urge for humor took over, he quipped, "I've brought along my taster." For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Albany.